Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. Today I wanted to go back in time and kind of reminisce about something that has taken me a minute to overcome and has put me in a lot of fear. So I am also going to stay a little quiet because Tyler is taking a nap and I don't want to wake her up. So I wanted to talk about a car accident that Josh and I were in on August 8th, 2017. We had a Ford Taurus at the time, and it was an 04 Ford Taurus. And we were on our way to the baby appointment, the 36-week checkup for Tyler. And we were on the freeway on our way over, no big deal. And then we ended up getting rear-ended in some traffic right at the end of the traffic. Either way, it's right when all the cars start slowing down when you realize there's traffic. We slowed down. The car in front of us slowed down. However, the car behind us did not slow down. We don't know why. I don't remember why. And she ended up rear-ending us at least 45 to 50 miles per hour. It's not too bad, but it was enough to scare the shit out of me. And we ended up, she hit us and it pushed us into a Ford Flex. So we kind of made a sandwich on the I-5. So after we were in the diamond lane, and the car, obviously we were all in the diamond lane. However, the car who hit us did not have anybody else in the car, so she got a ticket for driving in the diamond lane without a carpool. I don't know exactly what the ticket is called, but she got a ticket for that. However, she was really sweet. She saw we had Tyler's car seat in there in the time, and she saw the car seat and immediately, like, felt bad, and then Josh said, no, our baby's not in there. Technically, she is, though. He had explained to her that my girl is 9 months pregnant, and we're on our way to the doctor, so she felt really bad. The minute we got hit, I instantly felt pain in my back, my lower back, and I felt it immediately. I didn't acknowledge it right away just because I was more focused on Tyler. I knew that I was 36. I was 9 months pregnant. So if she was to come, she would be fine. Like, at that stage, at 36 weeks and to 40 weeks, they're really just trying to get plumper with a few, like, things that they're still trying to develop. But for the most part, she would be fine. It's not like as if I got in a car accident now at 3 months and a week pregnant. Like, you know, like, Tyler would be fine, and I knew that. And so after the car accident and after everything, we ended up driving to the doctor visit. We were late, however, I did call them, and they did make an exception because we were in an accident. And at the doctor visit, they asked if I was okay. I said, yes, I'm fine. My back hurts, but I knew that there wasn't much they could do because they can't take an x-ray because of the baby. So I knew that I was kind of just, like, on my own on that. And so they put me on a contraction monitor, and come to find out, I started having contractions. And I mean, like, they weren't strong contractions. They were just light. I didn't know it was, like, I could feel it, but I didn't know it was a contraction until after they had told me it was a contraction. But I was having enough of them for them to send me to the hospital so that I could be monitored. And so when we got to the hospital, I had to get my first IV. And they also couldn't find Tyler's heartbeat. And so that's when I started getting really scared. And then they ended up finding her heartbeat, but they also had found out that she was breached that day. So at the same time, this accident is, like, it's an awful situation, but it's kind of a blessing because we wouldn't have known Tyler was breached if it wasn't for that accident. And so we found out Tyler was breached, and right when I got poked for the IV, as they were getting ready to poke me for the IV, I was stressed out about that because I've never had an IV before. I used to be really scared of needles. And then Tyler, and then they couldn't find her heartbeat, and then they found her heartbeat, but she was breech, and I knew what that was when I was pregnant. I knew what that meant. But I think with everything that had happened that day, I ended up fainting after they told me they were breech, and then they had poked me with the needle for the IV, and then they had to take it out, and they told me they had to re-poke me. After that, I think that my brain had just had too much for the day, too much for the morning. I mean, it was like 10 in the morning, and all that has happened in like 2-3 hours. Like, you know, everything had happened so fast, and like, I passed out. It was the first time I ever fainted, and I don't know if you guys have ever fainted before, but it's honestly, for me, it was one of the most relaxing, peaceful feelings in my entire life. Like, the minute, like, I didn't know I passed out until I woke up. And once you wake up, it's a rush. But for me, it was passing out. That was the part that was, like, super peaceful, super, like, just zen as shit. But then I woke up and I was, like, immediately terrified. I was on my side. Josh looked terrified. I didn't know what happened. I remember wanting to say sorry, and I remember mouthing it, but I couldn't say it. And then they had to give me, like, oxygen. Like, it was a whole ass thing, guys. And so after that, we stayed at the hospital, and we ended up getting released to go home the next day. The very next morning at around 8:30, they wanted to wait 24 hours since the accident. So at around 8:30 in the morning, we were released to go home. Everything went really well. They said they scheduled a vision, which is when they tried to push the baby to the right way and not breech. So they scheduled that for me, and then we went home, and we just relaxed. They did know that my back hurt, but again, there's not much they can do. They just told me to rest for a few days and see if it goes away. And that was pretty much it. That was pretty much the end of the accident. We lost access to our trunk for, like, 2 weeks, and then our trunk, like, I think Josh figured out how to open it, and then it ended up getting broken into. The trunk of the car got broken into. And then that was it with the trunk. And then our trunk was pretty much smashed in. Our license plate on the front, the Ford Flex had no damage at all. Our license plate was crooked on the front of the car, but that was the only damage from the front. And then the back of the car had the most damage. Our trunk was smashed in, and, the Yukon that hit us had no damage at all. But even though that we had damage in the car accident, like, it amazes me how well that car held up. Because there's other cars that would have been a pancake, you know? But then there's comes to the long-term recovery that I am really kind of excited to talk about. Because, so there's the back pain. My back still hurts in the same spot. And it still hurts. And I think it's because I did injure my back in the car accident. I wasn't able to get it looked at. I wasn't able to, like, take care of it or figure out what I did. And then I went and I got an epidural in the same spot that my back hurts 2 weeks after the accident. Tyler was born 2 weeks after the accident. Two or 3 weeks? Something like that. But yeah, it was basically 2 weeks. But then I think the biggest thing that affected me with this car accident is the anxiety. I had so much fear to be in the car. I had so much, like, I had anxiety in the beginning, but that after the accident, like, that's when it really hit. Like, I was scared of everything. I was scared of not being able to protect Tyler. And that was my biggest fear. And, I mean, it still is a fear, not being able to protect Tyler, but it doesn't keep me up at night as much as it used to. Something that I have figured out is, because of that accident, it made me scared to drive. I was scared to drive. I maybe drove to the bus stop and back, and that was pretty much it. I drove in a parking lot, but that was pretty much it. But, I started driving maybe, I think it was January of this year. Yeah, I think it was January 10th of this year I got my license. And I was still really, like, I still had a lot of anxiety when it came to driving. And just the other day, July 30th actually of this year, I had to drive to my doctor's appointment by myself with Tyler on the same exact freeway, like the same direction of the freeway that I got in the car accident in. And honestly, since then, since I drove it on my own, nothing happened. I don't have that anxiety anymore. Like, I don't have anxiety behind the wheel anymore. And to me, this is why I want to share it. Is yes, it was a my it was a it wasn't a minor accident. It wasn't a fender bender. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't a huge crazy accident where there's like ambulances and all that, but it wasn't like, oh hey, like that little dent on the back of my bumper. Yeah, no, my trunk is smashed in. Like, it was like that. But even something that wasn't as like life-threatening can be terrifying, and it can affect you for years. And in this case, it affected me for almost 3. And now I'm so happy to say that I don't have any anxiety behind the wheel. I have a lot of my confidence back behind the wheel. Before the car accident, I didn't have my license, but I was very confident behind the wheel. I wasn't scared to drive. I had a lot of confidence because I know how to drive and I know that I'm not a bad driver. But for the simple fact, now that I don't have anxiety behind the wheel, I am automatically, in my opinion, a better driver because I'm not scared to make this decision. And because if, like, everybody knows if you're driving and you go to do something and you just hesitate a little bit, it could hurt somebody, it could hurt the car, it could be wrong. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but now I don't have that. I can get between these two cars and not have to like hold my breath. A car can stop behind me and I don't have to hold my breath. Yes, I'll still look in the mirror and watch the car stop, but I don't have to hold my breath. It, you know, like, it's so good not to have that. And so I really just wanted to share that with you guys, but I couldn't just say, hey guys, I don't have any more anxiety behind the wheel without the backstory. And I just wanted to acknowledge, like, I'm not scared anymore, and I'm not anxious anymore, and I'm confident, and I'm a little bit more relaxed behind the wheel. And I'm not saying that I'm the best driver, because I am still a new driver and I am still learning, but I'm not learning while scared. I'm learning with an open mind, not horse vision. And that's what makes me really happy. But yeah, so that's really what I wanted to share with you guys today. And I will talk to you guys hopefully on Thursday, but again, I have no promises because I'm very distracted. But anyway, so yeah, that was it. And I hope you guys have a great week, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye!